Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 16 minutes after the hour. Hey, stick around with us, too. I'm going to be registering a few people for our Bracket Challenge, the whole show Bracket Challenge. PDC Energy is offering up $500 to the winner. Bear Insurance throwing out $200 to the second place winner. And then for third place, we have a foursome to the Eaton Country Club. So you're not going to want to miss this opportunity to get into our March Madness Bracket Challenge. And I just need your email. It's free to enter. And top three are winning something pretty cool. So stick with us for that, and we'll start registering throughout the day today. Joining me now, courtesy of First Advantage, UNC Bears player Bodie Hume. Bodie had a wonderful game last time out against Northern Arizona. The Bears beat Northern Arizona twice in a row, taking care of them over the weekend and earlier in the week. Bodie, my friend, great to catch up with you. I know you guys wanted to get both of those Northern Arizona games.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are definitely both important to us, just to get us right back on the right track for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I know when you looked at it, you said, okay, it could be tough sometimes, because last year we saw that with the COVID situation, is where you would see those teams often, you know, every time you would see them back-to-back or within a couple of days, and some people liked it. Didn't seem the coaches were too crazy about it. But you've seen that a little bit this season because of COVID postponements and rescheduling. You saw it with Portland State and Northern Arizona.
Yeah, it's definitely still something that's going to be there. I think it's a lot nicer that it's a lot more limited this year. I think it's good for us to, like, play Montana and then Montana State, or Sacramento and then Southern Utah, and not necessarily right back-to-back following days.
Yeah, and I talked to Coach Smiley a little bit about that, too. He's not nuts about it, but it does. He said it does kind of give you a different opportunity, you know, to make slight adjustments. I mean, you've got the same scout, essentially, but you're just kind of making a few different tweaks as opposed to just going into a brand-new set of film and scout and everything.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot easier for us, because we don't have to change as much on a quick turnaround, but it's definitely the problem is you end up doing the same thing as the other team, and ultimately you never know how the battle's going to go.
We're talking to Bodie Hume for the UNC Bears. UNC sitting at 7-4 in the conference, looking to make a big move here in the next few games. Several big games coming up for you guys. But looking forward, you know, you were looking at Sac State. We'll get to that in a moment. But that Northern Arizona game, again, Saturday was a little bit interesting. You have to make kind of a comeback. Not this time around. You guys, there was no doubt. You're up 42-34 at the half, and then you go nuts in the second, 40-26. You had a tremendous game with 18 points, 9 boards. Dalen Kuntz did his thing as well with 22 points. But it was nice to see so many guys getting involved in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great game when everyone shoots the ball well and everyone gets an opportunity to score. I mean, it's always fun to have the guys that don't necessarily play a ton of minutes get in and get to cheer them on, and it's just a great experience for everyone.
It is nice for you, though, right? Because you've had so many of those games where maybe you're up, and then some of those teams come back, and then, hey, it's close. You guys have learned to find ways to close those out. But these games are kind of nice once in a while where you can just run away with it and leave no doubt when you get to like that 5 or 6 minute mark.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And I think it helps us as well, like from a health standpoint, allowing us to get some more rest, especially on quick turnarounds. I mean, we're already going to Sacramento to play them, and then we play again Monday, and it's just a lot of quick little breaks. So for us to get an opportunity to get a little extra rest is always key.
Yeah, and now looking ahead to Sac State, as you mentioned, last time around, this was one of those strange games for you guys, kind of uncharacteristic. The last time around you guys played Sac State, I think that was your first conference loss, too, but they were doing something right. Can you talk about it? They end up winning that game 85-71. So what was it that the Hornets were doing that kind of had you guys befuddled, I should say?
Yeah, I think they just came out and put us on our heels pretty quickly. I think we weren't completely prepared and weren't completely sold on the game plan, and ultimately it cost us a lot. I know Fowler had a huge game against us, and he was just ultimately the backbreaker for them, and that's who we're going to try to stop on Thursday.
Yeah, that's a big one for sure. Trying to gather up these wins, and you know, you and I've talked about this, of how important it is to stay in that top four, top five range in the conference. You guys are right there, knowing you have some tough battles coming up, but I think it's kind of cool. three of those four teams that are in front of you guys, you have beat. So we know it's possible looking forward, because you're going to see Weber State again. You're going to see the Montanas again. And so you're going to see Southern Utah very soon. So they're right in front of you, but we know what this Bears team is capable of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point. I think we have opportunities to win a lot of games this year, and ultimately we just got to take care of business with everyone in the league and not just the top teams of the league.
Is this where, like, this is the time of season, right, Bodie, where it's like, all right, we need to be kind of in that fine-tuning phase, because you got a few games left still. There's still plenty to tell in this Big Sky Conference story, but for the most part, you're wanting to get that to the point where in these last, 10 games or so, you're almost at that point of perfection going into the Big Sky Conference tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is around the time where we start really trying to find a groove and really starting to connect with one another. And it's definitely showing on the court the last two games. So it's really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, a big push coming up. And this conference has been tough, and we've talked about it several times, but it's still very much in reach for you guys. You have Weber State sitting at 11-2, Montana State at 10-2. Outside of that, you got Southern Utah 9-3. Montana loses the other night. They're 9-4. So it's not that out of the question for you guys to make one heck of a run here, especially given the fact that all four of those teams, you still have another opportunity to go against them.
Absolutely. I think if we focus on winning one game at a time and approach it one game and a new season at a time, it'll be a really great outcome for us, and we'll be looking really good going into the tournament.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, man. Bodie, appreciate you as always. I know we got some new sponsors on the program. Of course, First Advantage. I sat down with Jeff and Matt last week. They are all about community, all about this UNC Bears basketball team. They've been big supporters of yours. Now, Cables, when we talk about Cables in Greeley, I mean, this place is absolutely phenomenal. I know you were there not too long ago, but this is your go-to ever since you've been in Greeley, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Great supporters, great fans, great everything, great business partners.
I know you sat down with the owners too, and they're phenomenal people. And again, Cables is one of those restaurants that no matter what, through thick and thin, they just keep doing it the right way. I'm on their website now. I'm looking at the pizzas; looks phenomenal. I know you're big on the spaghetti. What did you say you had last week when you stopped by there?
I had a calzone.
And good stuff. Is changing
good,
up the go-to?
Absolutely.
Bodie, appreciate you, man. Always look forward to these conversations. Big one tomorrow. Love following this program. And see if you can grab one against Sacramento State tomorrow night.
All right, will do. Thanks for talking.
All right, man. That's Bodie Hume, feature presented by First Advantage and Cables. Love Cables. All right, I got some trivia for you. Cables Pub and Grill. I got a little trivia for you. I got a $20 gift certificate to Cables. 20 or 25. I think it's 25. I just need the first caller to tell me how many points Bodie Hume had his last time out against Northern Arizona. Wasn't that long ago, but I need the first caller to tell me how many points did Bodie Hume have when the Bears won 82-60 over Northern Arizona. It was a big win for this Bears team, but I'll take first caller to get it right, 970-353-1310. That's the First Advantage hotline. 970-353-1310 or toll free 877-353-1310. First caller to call and get that right, you're getting a $25 gift certificate to a wonderful restaurant, Cables Pub and Grill. Also bringing us this segment sponsored in part by Cables Pub and Grill each and every week with Bodie Hume. So tell me how many points he had last time out against Northern Arizona, and it's going to be good for a $25 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. 25 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a break. We continue talking college basketball, local college basketball in the scene. We got Jeff Linder coming up next. Jeff Linder, the head coach for the Wyoming Cowboys. It was a weird game for him. He gets ejected early, but his team finds a way to hang on in overtime. So very resilient basketball program. A hot team. Maybe one of the hottest in the country right now. They are absolutely doing big things. So we'll look forward to that conversation coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.